Good morning. You will recall that the scriptures say quite clearly that the Spirit came down like a mighty wind. Now, if this had been Pentecost, what an opening that could have been. What an opening. It would have been perfect. But anyway, did anybody not have to adjust their hair when they came in this morning? Well, okay, you see, there are blessings in many things. Welcome, everyone. It's great to see everyone today. It's good to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. And I know that each and every one of us will be blessed by being here. Good to see everyone. This, would you believe, is the first Sunday of Advent. Advent, the word means coming. And it is this period of time when we look forward to and prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. As he came once, and as he has promised that he will come again. And so, welcome to our Church of Advent. And once again, you'll see that the secret people have crept into the sanctuary and they've put all this beautiful decor. We've got a beautiful Christmas tree up there. And doesn't that look beautiful? That's wonderful. We've got the Advent wreath up. We've got poinsettias all around the place. Beautiful decor. Thank you to whoever did it. I have no idea. People sneaking in the night and do things here. We appreciate it. And thank you to all who have contributed to the white gifts for the children, the needy children in the area. And when we do the dedication of the offerings, we'll also dedicate the white gifts. Right now, I'll hand over to Laurie. Thank you.
Good morning. We have a number of announcements today. The first is regarding our scripture readings. We're now using the updated version of the NIV in our worship services. So any differences between what is read and what is on the screen will be minor and only temporary till we get fully switched over. And we thank you for your patience with this. Next Sunday is our Brown Gift Sunday. You could bring your gifts of non-perishable food items for inclusion in the Christmas hampers. And I do believe if you also have forgotten, like I did, about White Gift Sunday, you could also bring white gifts next week, too. Mustard seed. Today is the final day for your donations of winter woolies for the mustard seed guests. Thank you so much for your kindness. Those huge bags of toques are going to be so appreciated. Nativity display in our church hall for Cremona Winterfest is next Saturday, December 3rd. So please take the time to stop by the church for a peaceful refreshment, peaceful time and refreshments. Last year we had over 100 Christmas nativities. If you've forgotten to bring yours or this is the first time you've thought about perhaps bringing your nativity, if you could have it here before Wednesday, it can be included in the special display. Ladies Christian Fellowship, the meeting is Thursday, December 8th at 2 p.m. The CCC Youth Group presents the best Christmas pageant ever. It'll be Sunday, December 18th at 1 p.m. right after a potluck lunch here at our church. I don't believe the potluck is on our church calendar. It's something that has been just decided, so mark that on your calendar for December 18th. We'll have potluck, and then following that will be the production. It'll be wonderful. I have a message about Bible study from Sandy. Thursday morning Bible study group are going to be starting Colossians this week, and everyone is welcome. If you'd like to join, please read chapters 1 and 2 to prepare for this week's class, and that's at 10 o'clock, I believe. Yes. Christmas Eve Carol service Saturday, December 24th, 7 p.m., and it will include a short play called Song of Glory. It should be wonderful. Christmas Day worship service at 10 a.m. The 2012 Sunday School schedule is in your mailboxes for those who are teaching. Please ignore the 2011 on the sheets. It was just a misprint. They are the 2012 schedule. And Andrea has an announcement, please.
I just have a quick announcement about the under grade 1 Christmas program that we're doing. It is graduating practice today for that. They will have it on December 11th during the church service. Those who are above grade 2 this year will be involved in the best Christmas present ever. And then the ones under that are going to be involved in the play. So
Thank you. Is there any other announcements this morning? Great, thank you.
We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We come now before his presence in silence. St. Matthew, in the early part of his Gospel, quotes the prophecy of Isaiah from chapter 7 and verse 14, and he says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. We stand and sing to the glory of God the hymn 123, "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel." We bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious and loving Father, we give you thanks that you have given to us, to each one of us, Lord, this wonderful privilege, this great opportunity of coming together in this rich and warm fellowship where we can enjoy the presence of our brothers and sisters in Christ, but above all, Lord, where we can rejoice in the very presence of you, our Lord and our Saviour. Because you did promise, Lord, that when we gather together in your name, there you will be in the midst. And so we ask you, Lord, in this hallowed time of worship, that you will be real to each and every one of us, that you will touch our hearts, that you will touch our lives, that you will open up our minds and open up our hearts, Lord, and that each of us may hear your voice as you speak to us this day. We pray, Holy Father, that you will accept the praise we bring as we lift high the name of Jesus, as we seek to bring honor and glory to the name which is above every other name. We worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. On each Sunday of Advent, we light another candle on the Advent wreath. And to do this, we always have participation from some of the families in our church. And so we invite the family who are going to light the first candle today, the candle of hope. Thank you.
Today is the first Sunday of Advent. It's the Sunday of hope. Our hope is in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the one appointed by God to be the judge of all things. He is the one through whom God has promised to save and redeem His people.
Your turn.
We light this candle today to remind us that He is our hope and the hope of the world. We thank God for the promises that He has made to us and for the light He has brought into the world.
We're good. Go help Daddy.
Let us pray.
That,
yep.
O God of hope, Emmanuel, God with us, we ask you to send your light into our hearts this time.
Help us to be ready for the day and the hour of Christ's final appearing. Live in us and help us to live in you. By the power of your Holy Spirit, transform us so that our worship, our celebration, our time of preparation may be pleasing unto you, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
We remain seated as we sing the first verse of the Advent little carol, A Candle is Burning, a Flame Warm and Bright, to the tune Away in a Manger.
Oh,
thank you so much, Chelsea and Scott and kids. That was excellent. I have to say that this is a really special Sunday for my family because 11 years ago, this was the first Sunday we attended this church. And it's just really amazing, just the family that we have here over the years and how important it's become in our life. So every time this wreath comes down on the first Sunday, it just
we love you
makes
as well.
Me really teary. So there you go. All right. Our Old Testament reading is Isaiah 64, 1 through 9. Come down, Lord. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. And when fires set twigs ablaze and cause water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continued to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are all your people. The responsive reading will be up on the screen today. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, for all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
As it has become the custom here within our church family, on the first Sunday of Advent, we celebrate Holy Communion. And so we invite everyone, all who love the Lord Jesus Christ, are invited to participate in this great celebration of Christ's wonderful love for us.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We continue in prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the body of our Saviour Jesus, which was broken for us, and to drink of his blood, which was shed for us, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen.
The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes."
Would the elders come and join me, please? You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to live a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and present yourself in all humility before Almighty God. The body of the Lord Jesus Christ, broken for you. The blood of the Lord Jesus, shed for you. Thank you. This is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was broken for you, to preserve you unto everlasting life. Take, eat, and be thankful. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. And this is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take, drink, and be thankful.
We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Lord, for this blessed communion we give you thanks. And we ask that by your body and that by your blood that we may be made strong in your spirit. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant to you his peace. Amen. For our special music on this first Sunday of Advent, it's a great delight for us to have Laurie and Peggy, who are going to present for us a piano organ duet. And I don't know what it's called, but I'm sure you do. What's it called, Peggy? Oh, the First Noel. I think I've heard that before. Thank you. We thank Peggy and Laurie so much for that beautiful presentation. Thank you. Excellent. Your gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world will now be received. Thank you. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we are thankful that out of the bountiful gifts that you shower down upon us, that we are able to give back to you, Father, our gifts of money and these gifts of toys. We pray, gracious Lord, with our money that you will feed the world, and we pray, Holy Father, that with these toys that you will bless children and you will bless the homes that these children come from with the bountiful of your gracious love. In Jesus' name, amen. The children are now leaving for Sunday school, and it's that way, not that way, that way. We stand and we sing to the glory of God this beautiful old Advent hymn, "Gather Your People to Comfort and Love." You may not know the words, but you will certainly know the tune. We stand and sing to God's glory. Come to our time of prayer. When I get to the message today, I'm going to be talking about how very often things happen in life and the whole of life seems to be out of control. Everything seems to be going wrong. Bad things seem to be happening to good people. And the point of the message, and this doesn't mean that you can go home before the sermon, but the point of the message is that despite what appears to be going on, God is in control. We must remember that God is in control. This is God's world. And I think of the death of that young lady in Innisfail. You know, someone for some obscure reason delivers a letter bomb to the door of a young lady, a 23-year-old young mother, confined to a wheelchair through an accident, a member of the church, you know, and I don't know. You kind of think, wow, what's going on here? And that and many other things, all the other stuff that's going on. But we've got to remember that this is God's world. And God did promise through the Lord Jesus Christ that even though bad things happen, God will bring good things out of them for those who love him and are called to his service. And sometimes I think we've got to remind ourselves of that, that this is our Father's world. So let us bow down and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious Father in heaven, we thank you for the joy of this rich fellowship of worship. And we thank you, Father, for calling each of us individually to come here into your house today. We feel the warmth of your holy presence in this place as you again fulfill your promise that as we gather together in your name, there you will be in the midst. And so we ask you, gracious Lord, to be very real to each of us. Not only during this hallowed hour, but also after we leave and when we go our own separate ways. Lord, open our hearts to your whole being and reveal to us your holy will for us. We are in awe when we think of the many ways that you have come to us in our lives. And so for us, Father, Advent is not just something from a long time ago, but something that is real and something that is recent and happening here in the midst of our lives. And for your advent, Lord, for your coming to us, we thank you. We have all experienced unknown situations. We have all had times when we have felt alone. And then, Lord, you have come to us and you have granted again the resources that we need to face life with renewed strength. And we are blessed again, Father, by your holy presence. We have experienced moments when heartbreaking bad news has caused us to wonder, where are you, Lord? And then by your grace, we have rediscovered that you are right there with us, Father, all the time, bearing our burdens, wiping our tears, giving us strength. And we give you thanks. And we have stood in the presence of grief and despair, sometimes asking questions to which there are no answers. We have felt that sense of hopelessness when it seemed that we were unable to do anything to ease the pain and the suffering of our friends. And again, Lord, we rediscover that you are right there. And in you, Father, we have hope. We have encouragement about life because you, our Father, bring light into darkness. You are always with us and we are thankful, Father, that you never leave us. Even though we frequently turn our backs and wander away from you. We thank you, gracious Father, that when we bring our cares and our concerns to you, that you always hear our prayers. You lift our burdens and you grant us your peace. And right now, gracious Father, each of us in our hearts have a vision of those whom you have placed there to care about and to pray about and to just look after. All are your children, Father, all who are sick and sad and sorrowful at this time, and we lift them up to you and we ask you, Lord, in your mercy to hear our prayers, and we ask you to heal their lives, And we ask, Lord, that thy will be done. We pray in silence. We thank you, gracious Father, for this time of Advent and for that first time that you revealed yourself to us in human form. We continue to thank you, Father, for those many subsequent times that you have come to us in moments in our life of joy and in sorrow. We worship you, Lord, as our ever-present source of strength, and we ask again for the blessing of your gracious presence in our week ahead. We ask you, Holy Father, to hear our prayers, our spoken prayers and the unspoken prayers of our hearts, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We listen now to the word of the Lord.
The Gospel reading this morning is from St. Mark chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch. And the epistle, I was just thinking it would be so nice if everything in my life was written that far away these days. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thanks to Carolyn for those readings from the scriptures. We rise and sing to God's glory the hymn 119, O Thou Joyful, O Thou Wonderful.
Came to win us from
Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I kind of find it hard to believe that it's Advent already. The first Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of hope, I kind of feel that it's come sneaking up on us, you know, without you realizing that it's happening, but here it is. But we know that Christmas is getting close because the signs are all around us, aren't we? Take a look at the immense Christmas displays in the malls and in the stores. Look at how many homes around us are already beautifully illuminated to celebrate Christmas. In the Christian calendar, today is not only the first Sunday of Advent, of course, but it's the beginning of the new Christian year. We should be slapping each other on the back and hugging each other and wishing each other a happy new year, because it's the new year of the church. It's our New Year's Day. The Christian calendar begins with the Sundays of Advent, with the word Advent meaning the coming of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And so the Christian year begins with this wonderful celebration. Coming into the world of the Lord, of the word of the Lord, the Saviour Jesus, and the last few Sundays of last year, and you don't remember, you can't forget them, because they were the Sundays when the lectionary directed us to look at all these teachings of Christ about end times, about his coming again in glory. And because of the subject matter of the lectionary, well, the messages that I was delivering at that time were kind of the fire and brimstone variety. A little bit on the heavy side. I could see people going out and going, glad that's over. Oh. Even I was thinking, well, at least now we're coming into Advent. So things are going to lighten up a bit, so we can look forward to a very pleasant drift and cruise into Christmas. So it was with light-hearted anticipation that I approached my initial examination of the lectionary readings for this first Sunday of Advent. Okay, so the first one, the Old Testament reading, Isaiah 64, 1-9. And here's what it says. Tear the heavens apart, mountains trembling, fire burning, causing water to boil, mountains shaking, unfit to worship you. Good deeds are like filthy rags, we dry up like leaves. No one is faithful, all have sinned, God has turned his back on us. Dear, oh dear. So I thought, okay, let's see what the gospel reading's all about. Mark 13, 24 to 37. Here we go. In those days, a time of suffering, the sun becomes dark, the moon will no longer shine, the stars will fall, powers in the sky will be shaken, the time has almost come. Be alert, watch and pray. This is hope. This is the Sunday of hope. It doesn't sound from these scripture readings that we have a whole lot of hope. I referred to one time before a newspaper article that appeared in the New York Times, and I'm going to refer to it again because it really fits the bill here. This article appeared 12 years ago in the New York Times, and the headline was Things That Go Bump in the Night. Things That Go Bump in the Night. And along with the headline went the picture that was taken by the Hubble Space Telescope. It's a picture of two galaxies in the space constellation known as Canis Major. You probably knew that already, right? These two galaxies were steaming gas and dust and stars as they were at the beginning of a major space collision. And to give us some idea of just how big an event this was, each galaxy, each of these two galaxies, was about 100,000 light years across. That means for each one it would take light 100,000 years to travel from one end of it to the other end of it. It would take millions of years for these two galaxies to totally pass through each other. And because it then took the light from this constellation to travel to Earth another million years, the Earth, what we're saying is that this will have already happened. It'll all be over. There would have been a huge devastation and destruction beyond description. And it's done with. It's gone. That we see in a time delay of millions of years, God sees in real time. To God, it is now. And that's hard for us to wrap our minds around. So if we now take another look at the words recorded in Mark's Gospel, the sun will become dark, the moon will no longer shine, the stars will fall, the powers in the sky will be shaken. We can see that these words, in the light of the events recorded by that Hubble telescope, do not sound so much far-fetched. But Jesus' message to us in these words is not that he knew something 2,000 years ago that scientists are just discovering about now. Jesus is telling us that nothing is outside of God's control. This is God's world. This is God's universe. God controls it all. And even when it might seem that everything in our life that we count on for stability is falling apart, God is in control. It is his world and he controls everything. Isn't it true to say that the things that scare us the most are the things that we fear the most are those things that are unknown? You know, we don't really know what it's about, so we're scared about it. Like waiting for the results of those hospital tests. It's unknown. We're scared. We're worried. Once the results are known, we can deal with it. We get on with it. We get on with what we need to do next to handle the situation. Now, this doesn't take away the grief or the pain of bad news, but knowing what to expect takes away the paralyzing fear of the unknown. So Jesus talked about end times, and he talked about wars and earthquakes and famines and persecutions and the sun not shining and the stars falling. He talked about all of these things, not to frighten us, but would you believe, to reassure us, to take away our fear of the unknown. Because Jesus says a time is coming when these things will happen. If you know what to expect, do not be in fear and dread when it happens. God is in control. Have faith in God. Trust in God. And when you see all this happening around you, you know that you have a God who cares for you, who loves you, who is protecting you, and will bring you through to a glorious conclusion. If we know that, how can we fear anything? In our Old Testament reading, Isaiah was in a situation where he felt abandoned by God. "Oh, that you would tear down open the heavens," he cried. "Oh, that you will tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence." Isaiah acknowledges, although he feels abandoned, and God doesn't seem to be doing anything to rescue him, to get him out of this awful situation he was in, he still trusts God. He still believes in God and in his almighty power. And he still knows that God can fix this situation that he is in. And when we are feeling overcome by all of the fears that seem to paralyze us, we need to do like Isaiah did. We need to continue to trust in God and plead with Him. Plead with God. Oh, that You would come down, Lord. Tear open the heavens. Come down. Heal my body. Restore my family. Fix my problems at home. Lift me from the depths of despair. Oh, that You would come down and bring peace on earth. Peace in my home. Peace in my life and in my soul. Now, if we go back to the reading from St. Mark, we tell from that reading that after the suffering, after the sun and the moon falling and the stars coming down, after all of the chaos, then comes the good news. Then the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be seen coming in the clouds with great power and glory. He will send His angels. Just when it seems that all hope is gone, when it seems that all of life is in total chaos, just when you're feeling alone and abandoned, have faith. Cry out in hope, not in despair. And you will see the Son of Man coming into your life with great power, with great glory. And yes, He will send His angels. It's His promise. The same Lord Jesus, the Lord of the universe, who throws galaxies at each other, who causes the sun and the moon and the stars to keep their course in the heavens. The same Lord Jesus, the master of the elements, who stood on a boat on a stormy sea and commanded the winds and the waves to be still. And they did, they obeyed Him. The same Lord Jesus, who is the Lord of life and death, who said to a little 12-year-old girl who was lying dead, "Arise." And she did. She arose and she obeyed Him. The one who miraculously feeds the hungry, gives sight to the blind, heals the sick, forgives the sinner. He who experienced all of life just as we do, who had to suffer the evil of the crucifixion on the cross. And He who is gloriously raised and resurrected to new life. This is the Lord we adore, who watches the stars burst forth, who set aside all of His glory and all of His majesty in the heaven. And He came to us as a little child in a manger. He came to you and He came for you. All of this power of the Lord, the creator of the whole world and universe. What do you want the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator, the controller of everything, to do for you? What do you want Him to do for you? He said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. For whoever does these things in His name will receive them." Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, because this is our hope. This is our hope. Workers were busy in the cornfield, and it was lunchtime. They sat down, they opened their lunch packs, which contained sandwiches of home-fed bacon. And taste it. One young fella who was a recent convert to Christianity looked down at his lunch. He closed his eyes and he bowed his head and he clasped his hands and he quietly said grace. And when he opened his eyes, his sandwiches had gone. The dog had taken them. And the farmer who had seen all of this happen, much amused, he said to the boy, "It is a good thing to pray, but remember the good Lord said that you must also watch." Watch and pray. So on this first Sunday of Advent, we burn the candle of hope. And our hope is in the one who created this whole universe. who controls it, who controls galaxy, who moves the sun and the moon and the stars at his command. Our hope is in he who was born in a stable and who says to you and I came that you might have life, that you might have eternal life. What do you want the Lord Jesus Christ to do for you? Thanks be to God. Amen. In closing, we stand and sing to God's glory. First of all, three verses of There's a Light Upon the Mountains. We stand and sing to his glory.
Yearning for a Savior,
Do not forget next Saturday our display of nativities. Please come along and share in the joy of that particular occasion. And if you've forgotten to bring your nativity today, they're doing the setting up on Friday. You can bring it along then, and we'll make sure that your nativity is part of our beautiful display. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore.
Guys, down the deck.